Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone out there, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Lady Sylvia, and of course, this is Talk with Sylvia. Well, this is when I give you 10 minutes of good information on a daily basis. You're more than welcome to call in. You can call me, I'll call you. But in case you want to call in, the number would be 516-387-1376. That's 516-387-1376. And today, I just wanted to reintroduce myself. I did this some time back, and actually we went on live radio, and now I'm back on Blog Talk Radio, and I am very ecstatic about it. But it's only 10 minutes of good information, so let's get to it. Now, I noticed on the Steve Harvey Show on yesterday that he had an exclusive with the one and only Bishop Eddie Long. Oh my, oh my. Finally, we get to hear from the bishop. Now, in case you guys do not know who that is, Bishop Eddie Long is a preacher par excellence. He at one point had a membership of 25,000 persons in Georgia, and there were some terrible accusations that he was having sexual relations with different men or young men in the church. And so this happened in around 2010, and now in 2016, we're finally hearing from the great bishop to finally get his side of the story. Coincidentally, there was settlements out of court. We don't know how much the settlements were or what they entailed. But like many others, I was glued to the TV, hoping in anticipation to finally hear Bishop Eddie Long, a long-respected minister extraordinaire, finally give his side of the story and say the simple yet powerful words, "I did not do it." But instead, all of the heartfelt, burning questions were dismissed with, "I'm bound by court. I can't make any statements about that." Really, Bishop? Really? After all this time, we're finally wanting to hear from you. What the heck is going on? Steve Harvey asked the most important question of all. Did you have sexual relations with your accuser? And the answer was, "I'm bound by court. I can't make any statement about that." Are you kidding me? Now, don't get me wrong. I do know very well what persecution feels like. I do know that it is possible for persons to scandalize your name for whatever reason. I'm sure we've all been through it. If you haven't, keep living, it's coming your way. So I'm pretty sure people can do some treacherous things for different reasons. But even though I don't want to know why they did what they did, I just wanted to hear from the bishop, "I did not do it." But it didn't happen. It didn't happen. And so whatever the court's decisions were, whatever the stipulations were in the out-of-court settlement, I probably would have done this. I'm going to pay this, but I'm going to vindicate myself as well. But it didn't happen, and I was sorely disappointed. I do know also that when I was a child, if I did something unseemly or something that I knew I was not supposed to do, before the wrath of my parents would come down upon me, they would ask these very important questions. One, did you do it? And two, if I said yes, why did you do it? Always, always, did you do it? It's something in when you have to answer your something that you did, and you have to say that thing out loud. Did you do it? And then why? always before any punishment was given to me. Now, I can only hope that truth will prevail. I don't know if the accusations are true or not. I'm certainly hoping that they aren't. But here's a ticket. We must remember, whether if it's true or not, Bishop Eddie Long is a human. Human like you, human like me. He's human. Just as human as you and I. He is not God. He's not Jesus. He's not the Messiah. He's not the Holy Spirit. Preacher, yeah. God, nah. So, we should eagerly lay down our measuring sticks and pray for him and others like him. We should pray for ourselves before we start pointing all our fingers. I mean, if persons are doing things that you don't particularly agree with, then walk away from it. But we have to be so very careful in pointing our fingers at others. We want to pray for persons. We want to pray hard for ourselves to make sure that we don't find ourselves in the same predicament or worse. Now I hear somebody saying, oh, never, never, never. Okay, never say never. But it's very important that we begin to pray. And here's another tip for you. How about we stop putting human beings on pedestals? How about we stop putting people in places that God should be? How about that? Because what happens is we put persons on these pedestals. We don't do a spiritual background check. Heck, we don't do a natural background check about these persons. And then we put them in these high positions in our lives, and then they do something wrong, and then we're disappointed. People are depressed. People are talking about suicide. Why are you talking about killing yourself? What you got to do with that? See, it's we put people in positions that they were never meant to be in the beginning. Now, yeah, there's people that I admire, and I can't even say there's people that I will call my role model, but there are persons that I admire and that I like, but I am sure not to put my faith in any human, because as soon as that happened, disappointment will come. And so that's another tip. Love people, pray for people, respect people, but be careful who you put your faith in. Don't put your faith in people and the way that your faith should be in God, and you won't have to worry about when they fall, because then you're there to help them up. But if you put your faith in people and they're the best thing since God knows what, and then they do something wrong, and then there you go looking disappointed and humiliated, don't want people to know that you cared about the people because you don't turn your back on them now. So, hey, put your faith in God, and things will be all right. Now, Bishop Eddie Long has written a tell-all book called The Untold Story. I'm not quite sure what that's going to consist of because, you know, he couldn't answer any questions. Everything was, I can't say that because I'm bound by court. I'm not too sure what that's going to be about. Maybe it's a workbook. I don't know. You work through your problems and write it down in the book. Not quite sure. But I can only say this. Be careful. Be careful who you put your faith in, and be careful who you put your trust in, and never stop praying for one another, because, like I said, he's just as human as anybody else. And so here's the last tip of the day. Be careful who elevates you. It may be the same individuals tearing you down. So walk in peace, walk in love, and always treat others the way that you want to be treated. But I must say, really, Bishop, really, this has been Talk with Sylvia. I hope you have a great and prosperous day. Until tomorrow, be blessed.